Does the Old Testament condone slavery? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, when Christians face this question, how should we handle it?
John, it's helpful when someone raises the question of slavery in the Bible because it's an opportunity to add context and clarity.
You mentioned slavery today, and of course many people think about the difficult period in American history, so there's a sense of alarm if the Bible doesn't simply dismiss slavery in absolute terms.
Well, in a way it does. The first book of the Bible teaches all men and women are made in the image of God. Mm-hmm. This was the key to William Wilberforce's argument that led to the abolition of the slave trade in the 19th century.
But we do still see slavery in the Old Testament, even in Israel.
And this is where we need to add the clarity and the context. The Old Testament backdrop is the ancient Near East, where slavery was considered normative. Slaves were treated as property. Mm-hmm. Owners could do whatever they wanted to a slave. So when we read about slavery in Israel, for those in the ancient Near East, this was jaw-dropping stuff.
Yeah.
For example, slaves could not be kidnapped. Slaves were treated as people, not property. Slave owners were responsible for a slave's well-being. There was even a law to grant refuge to runaway slaves, not return them to their owner. Can you imagine implementing this, how that would have changed the history of the world? Mm-hmm. Now, it's easy to point our 21st century finger and say, why didn't God just abolish it?
Right.
Well, the Bible shows God was gently dealing with the deeper issues, and he was patiently steering broken people back in the right direction.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. You can learn more about Alec's ministry of teaching apologetics around the world at his ministry website, reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.